This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off with your commodities from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn finished 4.25 cents lower to 366.25. May corn was at 376, 4 cents lower. And July corn was at 384.5, down 3.75. Soybeans for March were down 8 cents to 903.75. May beans were at 917, down 8 cents as well. In July, soybeans were down 8 cents to 930.5. Chicago wheat for March was down 6.5 to 460.25. May wheat was down 4.5 to 468.25. And July wheat was down 2.5 cents to 475.25. Soybean meal for March was down $2.20 to 303.20. May bean meal was at 307.30, down $2.10. And July bean meal was down $2.10 as well to 311.10. And soybean oil for March was down 27 cents to 30.09. May bean oil was down 28 cents to $30.40, and July bean oil was down 28 cents as well to $30.74. And now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for yesterday's cash grain reports.
This is Tuesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are lower on Tuesday afternoon with crop conditions in South America improving and no agreement with China weighing on values. In northern Western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 322 to 348. Soybean bids were 8 to 10 cents lower at 822 to 853. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 334 to 352. Soybean bids were 8 cents lower at 842 to 867. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 cents at 335 to 366. Soybean bids were 6 to 8 cents lower at 840 to 880. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 8 cents lower at 872 to 884. Basis is unchanged up to at 3200 to 20 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 281.20 to 293.20, down $2.20 a ton, with basis steady at 2200 to 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 to 4 cents lower at 341 to 361. With basis unchanged up one at 2,500 to 5 under the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to produce their corn bid 6 to 8 cents lower at 343 to 356. With basis down 2 to 4 at 2,300 at 10 under the March. Soybeans ended steady to down 3 cents at 864 to 873 with basis up 5 to 8 at 4,300 to 31 under the March. New crop wheat prices were down 3 cents at 440 to 462. With basis steady at 3,500 to 13 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 380 to 382. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 to 7 cents. Quotations at 889 to 896. Soft wheat closed down 7 cents at 490 to 491. Milo ended today 5 cents lower at 411 to 413. Contract bids for producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 342 to 365, soybeans at 865 to 892. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 351 to 367, soybeans at 883 to 911. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 339 to 371, soybeans at 881 to 912, and June-July wheat at 446 to 473. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for February were up $1.02 to $129.57. April live cattle were up 70 cents to $129.92. And June live cattle were up 45 cents to 120.05. Feeder cattle for March were up 95 cents to 143.45. April feeders were up $1.12 to 146.77. And May feeders were up 87 cents to 147.90. Finally, lean hogs for April were up $1.82 to 55.72. May lean hogs were up $1.47 to 65.32. And June hogs were up $1 to 75.55. And now we'll move on to the Illinois and U.S. Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday Afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded a dollar lower in a range of $42.75 to $46.65, with the weighted average carcass price of $45.29. From the Illinois Direct Sale Report, slaughter sale prices are steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 25 to 30, 4 to 500 pounds at 28 to 34, 5 to 600 pounds at 31 to 39, over 600 pounds at 35 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gilts at country buying points were steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 25 to 32. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gilts totaled 67,563. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $125.50, heifers on a live basis traded at $128. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 436 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $60.96, which was 4 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $219.67, which was 12 cents higher, with select carcasses at $213.73, which was 84 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $118,000 compared to $114,000 for last week and $118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $478,000 compared to $476,000 for last week and $445,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results. Total receipts of $245,000. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2.50 higher. Slaughter cows sold $4.50 to $5 higher. Slaughter bulls sold $5 higher. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of $124 to $131.50. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of $125.50 to $131.50. Slaughter cows with average dressing premium sold in a range of $82 to $88. Breakers sold in a range of $58.50 to $68.50. Boners sold in a range of $54.50 to $64.50. Lean sold in a range of $42.50 to $50. Slaughter bowls sold in a range of $77.50 to $87. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue testifies before the House and Senate Ag Committees this week on the state of the rural economy, but one agriculture senator already says the farm economy is bad and getting worse. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley suggests the question for Secretary Perdue this week will be how quickly the Department of Agriculture can implement the farm bill, especially after the 35-day government shutdown. Grassley says it's already clear many producers are losing their shirts.
By most accounts, farmers are struggling to profit in the current economic environment. A combination of large crops across the world and then the trade disruptions that Trump has instituted have pushed the price of corn, soybeans, and pork down to levels that aren't profitable.
Those unprofitable levels have led to a new warning sign of stress, according to Grassley.
Farmers are running out of leeway with their bankers and landlords. The sooner the department can implement the farm bill, the better. In other words, farmers need certainty.
Grassley says in some states, low commodity prices have led to a 50% hike in bankruptcies, but not everywhere.
I haven't heard about bankruptcy so much, but I've heard that it's reached a point where there's farmers that didn't have to put up collateral to get a loan. Now more farmers are putting up collateral to get loans.
USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson told the annual Ag Outlook Forum last week that farm equity and bankruptcy rates are better than they were in the farm crisis of the 80s. But Johansson predicts inflation-adjusted farm prices to continue their downward trend over the next 10 years, while short-term prices may show some firming, especially if export demand recovers as trade disputes end. A coalition of more than 50 farm groups is asking lawmakers to safeguard crop insurance. The organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, warned in a letter to top-ranking House and Senate budget leaders this week that an over-reliance on budget savings from the agriculture community and from crop insurance will unquestionably undermine rural economies. 2018 farm profitability is expected to hit a low not experienced in more than 10 years. The groups also noticed the public-private partnership of crop insurance has been a consistent and reliable risk management tool for farmers, particularly at a time of heightened uncertainty in the agriculture caused by natural disasters, trade disputes, and government shutdowns. The letter says farmers and lawmakers agree that crop insurance is a linchpin of the farm safety net and is crucial to the economic and food security of rural America. The groups concluded that the letter urging lawmakers to oppose cuts to crop insurance during this year's budget process. The Trump 2020 budget proposal will include big cuts to the Department of Agriculture, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. The budget request will propose cutting non-defense programs by 5%. However, Politico reports the USDA is likely to face steeper budget cuts. Perdue noted that Congress usually disregards the president's budget requests, which in recent years has unsuccessfully called for cuts to the USDA. Perdue says he would like to see the process return to a negotiation between the president and Congress, saying it's like buying and selling a piece of land. You've got to get within the realm of negotiation there for people to take you seriously in that regard. The Trump administration has previously proposed large cuts to crop insurance, ag research, and rural development. Perdue says the budget will be conservative, but speaking of his team, says we've done our best to advocate for farmers. Nearly 60 organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, sent a joint letter to Congress this week supporting the repeal of the estate tax. Michael Clemens has more.
Legislation introduced in both the House and Senate would repeal the estate tax. Pat Wolf, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says tax reform increased the estate tax threshold, but the exemption level is not permanent.
Tax reform that was recently passed by Congress increased the estate tax exemption level. In fact, it doubled it to a little over $11 million a person. At that level, most farmers and ranchers don't have to worry about paying the estate tax until 2026, because that new exemption level goes away.
Because the exemption increase is temporary, farmers and ranchers must still plan to potentially pay the tax beyond 2026. However, legislation in the House and Senate would repeal the tax completely.
If you don't know what the exemption level is going to be, you have to plan for the worst. Legislation has been introduced to completely repeal the estate tax. That would be the best possible outcome. Then farmers and ranchers wouldn't have to worry about the tax. And Farm Bureau is working to secure passage and the maximum support that we can for that repeal legislation.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers should tell lawmakers about the importance of repealing the estate tax.
Farmers and ranchers who have an issue or a problem with the estate tax should pick up the phone and call their member of Congress. The bill in the House is H.R. 218. It's a bipartisan bill introduced by Jason Smith of Missouri and Sanford Bishop of Georgia. In the Senate, the bill is S-215, and that bill is offered by Senator John Thune of South Dakota.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And in state news, from pizza and hot sauce to skin care and birdseed, several new exhibitors will be among more than 50 Illinois food companies, wineries, and ag associations taking part in the 21st Annual Illinois Products Expo this weekend, March 2nd and 3rd at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The Illinois Products Expo has grown and expanded each year to become the premier showcase of what Illinois companies have to offer, said John Sullivan, acting director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois ag is more than rows of corn and soybeans in the fields. It's also about the thousands of food processing companies that call Illinois home. And this expo is the perfect opportunity to learn about those operations and support small agribusinesses across the state. Illinois ranks first in the nation for food processing sales at $186 billion per year, and it is one of our state's top manufacturing activities. The 2,372 food processing companies in Illinois support more than 71,000 jobs. The food offerings, which can be sampled for free as well as purchased at the Products Expo, include fresh meat products, pizzas, sauces, honey, cakes, cheeses, gourmet seasonings, and so much more, all produced, packaged, or processed in Illinois. There will also be non-food items such as soy candles and agricultural-based soaps and lotions on display and available for purchase. The Illinois Products Expo will be open on Saturday, March the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday, March the 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Admission is $5 per person, but children 10 and younger are admitted for free. For this Wednesday morning, February the 27th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.